I was just a mess. I was like marinating in fake tan, and I get a FaceTime from a random number, and I'm thinking, why not? Like, why not answer this? Because who knows what it is? Anyway, and then it's Kayla.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Rachel J podcast. We're talking all things wellness and lifestyle to help you do life better. I'm your host, Rachel J. Again, it's been so great seeing all of you guys listening to the recent episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We know some of you have been listening to the podcast for a while. You're active, you're engaged listeners, but you may not be subscribers yet. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. You will get the episodes as soon as they drop. And it also makes such a difference for us. It will help us grow the podcast for you so we can have more inspiring conversations and learn more from our amazing guests. This week, I am very excited to be sitting down with sweat trainer and the author of the Kitchen series. Welcome to the show, Katie Martin.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited.
I know. Welcome back. This is so exciting. And you know what? I was just thinking that we were supposed to do this on the GC or in Brisbane, somewhere up warmer. Yes. But unfortunately, I was not able to make it up there. But I'm so happy that we're able to connect now this way. And we actually just had Kayla on the show. So now in hindsight, I was just thinking we probably should have done yours at the same time because she was rushing off to do boot camp with you after.
Oh my God.
That was that day.
Yes. Oh, that day. Okay. Yeah. We should have.
But it was a rush job. We had to move locations.
You know what? We just need to do another one altogether.
That's exactly right. There we go. I'll come up there and you guys can we'll do a little session together.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Now, amazing. So obviously there's been a bit happening since the last time we had you on. And I believe it was maybe season two. So it was a few years ago now.
It was ages ago.
Yeah. So now you are a trainer with Sweat, which is very cool. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. I know so much has changed and it's been, I mean, I signed with them at the end of 2021 and it has just been, sorry, not end of 2021. What was it? I get my years so mixed up. This is a really bad train line. But it has been the best step in my career this far. And I genuinely, I'm not saying this, but I pinch myself every day that I can call what I do as my job because I just.
Yeah. That's so clear as well. You can so see that you love what you do and you put everything into what you do. Tell me about how the whole sweat thing happened for you because, yeah, that's very exciting.
It is. So it's actually, I feel like it's a definite sliding doors moment, which is something I definitely subscribe to in life. But in a kind of long story short, Kayla FaceTimed me. But that has a backstory in itself. So I worked as a PT, I still do work as a PT, but I was working out of the Carlisle Hotel and I worked there for about 3 and a bit years and I was PTing and then that's all I was doing. I was just like hectic hours. That was me. And one day my brother used to drive a ute that Kayla's now husband, Jay, also drove and has an obsession with cars. And my brother's car was parked out the front of the Carlisle in the car park and was getting ice cream. And I think Jay and Kayla were getting ice cream. Anyway, Jay came over to my brother's car and was like, oh, this light's not working. And then my brother started talking to him and was like, yeah, something's going on with this car part. And they were just having a boy time. They were just having full-blown boy time about this car. And then my brother's looking at Kayla and he's like, this girl kind of looks familiar, but not familiar enough. And he's like, this is just really weird. Like, I just feel like I kind of know this person. Anyway. And then Jay said, oh, sorry, by the way, this is I'm not sure if they were engaged by this stage. I think they were engaged. This is Kayla, my partner. And my brother, William, goes, oh, my God, you're Kayla at Cenas. I'm sure he called it Signs, but Kayla. And he just had this brainstorm and said, you have to meet my sister. You have to meet my sister. She PTs and pointed at the hotel. So she PTs right here. She's actually a PT. I'm not making this up. And then Kayla's like, oh, yeah, like that's lovely, great. And he did not let her leave the conversation until she went on Instagram and looked at me and followed me and messaged me. He said, I'm not leaving until you message her. Anyway, Jay and my brother remained in contact talking about cars and all that sort of stuff. And then Kayla messaged me. And I remember just sitting at home on a Saturday afternoon. Is this a bomb? I'm like, what? Anyway, and then that was years ago. Like that was back in COVID times. That was forever ago. So nothing happened for ages. And then fast forward a few years, I had just been on and worked as a trainer on a retreat with Cass, who is an ex-sweat trainer. And we were just talking about sweat and nothing happened. And just before I left on that trip, I barged out the lift doors because I was running late for a client, and I ran into Kayla and Jay. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we'd only been messaging on Instagram, randomly replying to funny stories or whatever. And I was like, I'm so sorry, I have to go. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, why did you just fully like palmed Kayla off? I was like, I've got to go. Anyway, so I went away to Bali. I worked on that retreat with Cass and a friend of mine, Morgan. And then I came back and I was sleep deprived. We had a delayed flight. Anyway, I was just a mess. I was like marinating in a fake tan, and I get a fake tan from a random number. And I'm thinking, why not? Like, why not answer this? Because who knows what it is? Anyway, and then it's Kayla. And I'm like,
stop.
Stop. Anyway, I'm like, hi. Like, one moment, please. Anyway, and she literally said to me, she said, hi, are you working for an app or are you going to be working with an app? And I was like, no. She goes, do you want to be a sweat trainer? And I was like, sure. Oh, and then amazing. Pretty much from that phone call, a month later, I was signing a contract. I sat on a few interviews and like calls and spoke with the rest of the team. And that was that. So it really came, and she, like, it was funny because when I did come on board with Sweat and they gave me my first like briefing for my first big trip down to Adelaide where we filmed and shot everything, they had screenshots of me from my Instagram in different outfits, like different activewear fits I'd worn, and they were from years ago.
Wow.
Like, you guys have been literally watching me since my brother and Jay had a moment out the front of ice cream in a car park.
Yeah, wow.
And so it's just crazy, like, how things happen in life. But, yeah, that is – it's actually because of my brother and Jay that I'm now a sweat trainer.
I know you're going to thank your brother for not stopping her from leaving till she messaged you and found you on Instagram. Like, holy moly.
Literally in the message, Kayla's like, your brother is making me message.
This is a forced message.
It is a forced message. But then, yeah, we remember.
But then it worked out really well.
It did. And now Kayla, like, beyond just – being the owner of Sweat, is truly one of my best friends. So it is just everything amazing. Works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, everything's meant to be. This is so incredible. It's one of those sliding doors moments, right? It happens and then it comes back around.
100%. And honestly, cool. That day she called me, I just got back from working in Bali for a week. It was on the back end of COVID. I'm sure last time we spoke, I had my activewear company and I had tough decisions to shut that down because of COVID and shipping prices. And it was just, I had to shut that down. So I was feeling honestly in a really not great place with work. And I still had my clients and that was still going really well. But I kind of was like, what's next? Like I needed something more. And I was honestly, I had been on the phone to my mom crying half an hour earlier, just being like, I don't know what I'm doing, have such imposter syndrome, blah, blah, blah. And then Kayla called me.
And then it all happened.
And I was like, yes, amazing. Let's do it.
That's such a cool story as well. I love that. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Now you have a few programs with Sweat. Obviously, I've seen there's the strength and Pilates, back and glutes. I think you've just put out as well. Yeah. You've got a few, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us about your programs with Sweat, because I feel like, firstly, back and glutes, amazing. I feel like so many people need to work their posterior chain, and I don't think they realize why they need to work that posterior chain so much. So tell us a bit more about, let's do back and glutes and then strength and Pilates.
Okay, great. So yeah, back and glutes is my most recent addition to the app, and that is a 4-week goal-based challenge, meaning it's a back and glutes goal-based challenge. And usually our programs that we drop are 6-week blocks. So this is a shorter block. It's just like a little mini challenge that we've popped into the app. And ultimately, for people listening that don't know what your posterior chain is, it's all the muscle groups on the back of your body. So you got your front of your body, back of your body, all the muscles down the back. So thinking, you know, lats, glutes, hamstrings, all your smaller muscles that fit into there. And I just think it is, I mean, beyond you've got the aesthetic side of it, but it is incredible and so important for our posture. That is what holds us up tall. That is what allows us to move without pain. How many times, I feel like every second person you speak to has got underactive glutes, or their glutes don't fire how they're supposed to, or they feel quad dominant. So being able to isolate muscle groups that are so important for everyday use, everyday movement, everyday life is paramount. So, and it is something that I see as a trainer with my in-person clients that I focus a lot on, and not again from the aesthetic point of view, but purely because as a society, we are sitting down more. We aren't as active. We aren't using those muscles as much as we should be. So having a smaller program that really focuses in on that and allows people that, you know, predominantly sit at an office desk to pull their shoulders back, as I remind myself right now, and actually engage their glutes when they might go for a walk is incredible. And the results we've had and the feedback we've had has been so great. So very proud of that program.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that as well, because I do feel, I totally agree with you. Posterior chain is so important. And like you were saying, most people sit at a desk, so they've got their, mm-hmm. you know, shoulders hunched over. But even if you don't work at a desk, we look at our phones so much. So when you're looking at your phone, you've got your shoulders hunched over, everything's caving in, your back gets weaker, everything gets tight through the front, your pecs and everything. So it's so important. I love that you've got a program focused on.
And also, I don't know why I didn't mention this, but like young mums, or any mum actually at any age that has, or people that work in childcare that care for children, they're so forward from breastfeeding and holding kids and putting them on a hip, and things are just so out of whack, and being able to feel nice and strong and still being able to hold your posture even after carrying children in front of you, which is just such an unnatural position. Like, I would never make a client go to a gym and for 3 hours stand there and hold a lump of weight in front of me. You know what I mean? Like, we need
so
to.
So true, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of mothers that have, you know, no matter if they're currently in that, like, younger child stage or they're older and they're just feeling the results of years of being a mother.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
That's another target audience.
Yeah,
that really
that's amazing. So good. That's so good. And so your strength in Pilates as well. I love seeing all the Pilates moves. You know, I'm a Pilates girl, so I love all of those. Tell me about that.
So strength in Pilates came after strength and sculpt. So strength and sculpt was my OG program, and that is what I launched with when I was first came onto the app. And that is like how I train 99% of the time. And that is what I use to train through my marathon training as well. So yeah, there was strength and sculpt, and we now have 4 6-week blocks of that. But there was also a demand for people that wanted to be a little less in that gym space, something that was a bit more adaptable at home, that it required a lot less equipment, but still got that same result. And so that's when we developed strength and Pilates, and I wrote that, and we've got, I believe, 2 6-week blocks of that one out now. And again, we've had incredible feedback, especially for those that prefer to work out at home, that just want to get in and get it done. Those that just prefer Pilates and want that hybrid though, but also want to be able to bring in that strength training and may have been sick of just doing mat Pilates and want to incorporate heavier weights. They want to put more onto their more stress onto their muscles. So it is just like this little hybrid, perfect little program that just ticks all the boxes.
Amazing. Well, then tell me about your OG program, because this is, like you were saying, this is how you like to train. So tell me about the strength and sculpt program, because this is going to include a lot more weight training,
yes,
gym training. Tell me about that.
So strength and sculpt, it is just my absolute pride and joy, because that is what I launched with, and that is truly how I train, and I would train my clients 99% of the time. It is 4 days a week, with the fourth day being optional, but it is an upper body, a lower body, a full body, and then what we call a mega set day, which is a bit more high intensity, not necessarily HIIT or cardio, but we're just reducing the rest a little bit, just so you feel that little bit of an extra push. And that's the optional day. And it goes through your entire body. It is the just OG complete strength training program. And it's everything from the beginners all the way through to advanced, because you can obviously tailor your weights, how much weight you would like to select to put onto that exercise. So even if you're right from a beginner, you can obviously change in the app what you're capable of doing and what equipment you have access to, all the way through to my really advanced girls that want to get in, load up those bars and really push some heavy weights. So it's what I call my feel good program. Like, I love it. I'm smiling so much. I really love it.
Oh, it's amazing. And I love hearing you talk about it with such passion, because it just shows how much you love what you do and how much you love to help people with their training and with their fitness, which is so cool to see. Now, one thing you have been really open about, I think we touched on this a little bit in our last chat, but you've talked about your challenges with your gut health. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of people listening that go through gut challenges. This is not something that is unique. I feel like there's so many people that experience these kinds of things. So for people who haven't really heard what has happened to you in terms of your gut health, can we go back and just take us through what happened with what was going on with your gut?
For sure. So when I was 15, I got chronic fatigue. And that was pretty much the beginning of the end of my gut health, because when I got chronic fatigue, my body started shutting down on me. I started getting random bouts of anaphylaxis it was obviously something, but they couldn't identify what it was exactly. They call it idiomatic anaphylaxis, which means we don't know what you're reacting to. But ultimately, when I was getting my heart rate up or stressing my body, and I mean walking up one flight of stairs, and I was someone that was super fit, so that usually wouldn't do nothing to me. I remember being at school and my whole face puffed up. I couldn't see. My throat was closing over. My tongue was swelling. And I was taken to hospital. And I think within about a two-week period, I'd had two or three hits of adrenaline to open up my airways again.
Wow.
But I was petrified. And I had a specialist say to me that if you feel like your tongue's getting itchy or you're nervous, you can take up to 8 Telfast a day. My mom at that stage said, do not take those. You'll be fine. If you start to get itchy, you just call me or you call an ambulance yourself. And I had EpiPens with me as well. But I was petrified. Like, I would stop breathing. So I started taking 8 Telfast a day. And it ruined my gut. Like, between the Telfast and the adrenaline and then some other drugs they gave me in hospital to try and calm my body down, my gut health was ruined. Like, it was just everything I ate. I mean, everything I ate blew my stomach up, like fully distended, had to go get like rushed to the hospital many times, like x-rays of my stomach. They didn't know what was going on. Anyway, long story cut short, it was just purely bad gut health. There wasn't anything terminal going on. Like, there wasn't anything, like, I didn't have a cancer or anything like that. It was just bad gut health. So from the age, that probably took me until I was like 16. And then from 16 until now, where I'm 25, I've worked so hard on my gut health, and it hasn't been completely linear. And I'm not saying it took me, like, the last couple of years have been really great, but yeah. Ultimately I had to incorporate a lot of bone broth. I went through a real low fiber stage. So a lot of people say, oh, and you've like got bad gut health, you need to increase your fiber. But my gut was so damaged that any bit of fiber was just like, my stomach could not handle it. So I would have to cook absolutely every vegetable I ate. I had to be very selective. I did a low FODMAP diet. And then in 2021, I came across a nutritionist called Libby Munro, and she is based in Brisbane. And she honestly turned my life upside down in the best way possible. She tested me for things I'd never been tested before. She got me on a gut healing protocol that I had never been exposed to. And at this point, I was so desperate to get my gut health better. Like, I was this stage, you know, this is all through my early 20s. This is when I should be feeling my best. And it was my biggest, and still is my biggest insecurity when I get bloated. Like, I just shut down, and I've become a lot better with it as, you know, as it's improved and as I've gotten older and a bit wiser about it all. But my biggest insecurity by so far, like bawling my eyes out, crying myself to sleep because I just didn't know what was triggering it. And with Libby, she worked so closely with me, and I was super diligent. I was like, anything you say I should do, I'm going to do it. And she still to this day says, I've never met a client like you. Like, you are so excited. Look, I am an extreme person regardless. I'm so type A. I'm so extreme in things. But I just listened to everything she did. I did a massive gut healing protocol for about 3 months where I pretty much eradicated all food. I went and I started off by being carnivore. And all I ate was animal-based products.
Wow.
And then I would slowly, week by week, introduce a new fruit or vegetable. And then it's pretty much the elimination diet and like that reintroduction phase. And now, a few years on, I have a phenomenal understanding of where my gut health is at. And recently, and I say like literally in the past 3 weeks, have been able to eat dairy again. And I have not been able to eat dairy for a decade. I have not eaten dairy or put dairy in my body for a decade. And now I'm eating it. And have never felt better. But I got my period a few days ago, and usually the week leading up to my period, I'm really bloated. I'm super hormonal, like just really, but I feel it in my stomach the most. I didn't even know I was going to get it because I'd never felt less bloated in my life. And wow. I'm eating dairy every day, and I have not eaten it for a decade. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm so happy. That's why I'm so happy at the moment.
I know. I was going to say, cheese. You are so happy.
Roast cheese. This is the best. I think a big thing for those listening that I've had to really learn with my gut is that so much of it is stress. So much of it is stress. I can still go through times and periods where I'm very stressed or, you know, something's happening in my personal life and I can eat something I would consider like a safe food for me that never makes my stomach sore, never makes me bloated, and my stomach can blow up. And I'm like, okay, you're stressed. You need to have a look, like dig in deeper. What's going on in your life right now? What is causing you stress? Can we fix that? Can we look at that? Can we manage that? Because your gut is trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Well, it's all connected, right? When your hormones, especially when if you're stressed, your cortisol levels are up. And so that's naturally going to affect all the things that are going on in your gut. So it's just a great reminder. And I love how you are connecting it all together, that you've got to look at the other things aside from just what you're eating, because yes, that's going to affect it too. But there are other things going on in your life that can affect your gut health.
Mm. And I've never considered how much my sleep plays into it. Like it really is. And I think honestly, tap on the back for every girl out there that is trying to figure out their body and their hormones. Because I definitely think also in your early 20s is when things change so much for you. Probably personally, I felt my early 20s harder than I did when I first like went through puberty, because my gut health and all of that, and like trying to just navigate your hormones and things are ever changing, and that's hard. So yeah, I got an Oura ring recently.
Yeah. Do you love it?
Oh, I was my best friend. But I've also like realized, and I would love to talk to my marathon training in a bit, but knowing how much stress I'm putting my body under, although it's good stress with my running, it's still stress. So I now, when I have a rest day, I'm not, I'm going to go for like my 20,000 step walk and I'm going to go do this and this and this and this and this. I'm like, no, my rest day is me sitting on my butt doing zippo nothing, because I need my body to recover. And literally I wake up and my stomach feels so good and I feel so full of energy. So that's also an age thing and just being a lot more respectful to my body.
Yeah. No, I love hearing your journey and just how awesome it is for you now and how good you feel in your body, because it's just a reminder that when your health is good, when you feel good in your body, the rest of your life just feels amazing, right? And you just, everything. I mean, without your health, you know, it so affects everything.
It affects everything. And like, if there is someone listening right now that is going through their gut health journey, or they just feel like it is never ending and it is just too hard and they're in tears by the end of the day, I get you. I've been there. I feel this, but you have to persevere. Like, go get someone, find someone, a doctor, nutritionist, Libby Munro, if you can get onto her, like get someone in your corner that is going to hold your hand and say, we're going to get through this, because you can get through it. And it is so debilitating. Like, just do not give up on yourself, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm speaking from personal experience that it is so worth doing the proper elimination diet, figuring out what triggers you, and then working on your gut health.
Yeah. You're a living example of how it can be done, which is so cool. Now, you've also got a new collab that is related to gut health,
yes,
with At Health Australia, which is the Gut Plus Protein.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women have a lot of questions about protein, and this is especially with gut health issues maybe as well. So what do people ask you about protein?
Okay, so the biggest question I get is, yeah, for sure, is why do I need protein? Why is everyone talking about protein? Like, protein is something that our body cannot just create out of thin air. We need protein for our muscles to recover, for our muscles to perform, for us to sleep well, to curb sugar cravings, to help our hormones produce it the way that they should. My solution to most things in life right now is just eat more protein. We have so much more energy. But then again, if you've suffered with gut health or you're conscious of the quality of the protein that you're consuming, often vegan protein powders, or if you also can't have dairy, or there's people that can have dairy and also can't really consume whey proteins as well, because it's such a concentrated amount, but it really affects people's guts and they feel really lethargic, really full, very bloated. And often these protein powders are carrying a lot of preservatives, sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, and heaps of other ingredients that aren't natural to our body, and they aren't naturally occurring foods. They're created in a big lab and then put into a packet and we're consuming them. So I used to work with, well, I obviously still do, but back in the day I worked with At Health and I love their products. I was using their vegan range because I couldn't consume dairy. And through my gut healing process and journey with Libby, I found that pea protein was really affecting my gut. Now, I'm going to preface by saying this is not the same for everyone, and there are some people that thrive on it. I'm not saying it's unhealthy. It is an incredible product. It just wasn't right for me. And so I had to stop taking this protein powder in order to help my gut. And I was really upset for heaps of reasons. I love the company. I love Alexis that runs it. She's amazing. But also the convenience of having a protein powder, being able to just pop it into a smoothie or into my meals just to get more protein in my day. And I was chatting to her and I said, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm going to have to end this collaboration because I can't consume your products. And, you know, over my dead body, will I lie to my followers just to, you know, keep this collaboration going? Like, I have to be honest, this isn't working for me. It's nothing on you. It's not you, it's me. It's my God. And she said to me, like, oh, you know, of course your health comes first, but what can you tolerate? And I said, the only protein supplement or powder I can take is a hydrolyzed collagen peptide protein. And it's very niche and very specific. And she said, well, let's do it. And that was literally how the conversation went. And so I thought, well, if I'm suffering and I can't tolerate whey protein or pea protein or any of the vegan brown rice, whatever, I couldn't tolerate anything that was on the market. I said, well, there's got to be more people like me. And I knew there were because I'd built such a community of people on my Instagram that were suffering with their gut health. And we released Gut Plus, which is 100% hydrolyzed collagen peptide protein. It has no gluten, no dairy. It has nothing in it but that. It is 100% hydrolyzed collagen. And so it's zero FODMAP. It's not even low FODMAP. It's zero FODMAP. And it is tasteless. It has no flavor. It is incredibly easy to digest. You don't even know it's there. And it is it's my baby. I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I feel like, wow, that would help so many people who are struggling with the same thing as you. And even if you haven't got some, like, for example, I haven't got gut health issues, but I do find that, yeah, whey proteins do tend to not sit that well, because of all the dairy and all the other bits and pieces in it. So I tend to go with vegan protein as well. Yeah. But this is a really great way to incorporate more protein into your diet. Do you find that people ask you how much protein should I be eating?
Yeah, they do. And I think it's a lot more accessible nowadays to figure out how much you should be having. But generally speaking, the average female should be having about 1.8 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilo of body weight.
Yes.
So if you weigh 60 kilos, times that by 1.8 to 2.2, depending on your activity levels and your hunger needs and whatever else is going on in your life, and you'll figure out how many grams of protein you need in a day. And then I will also add to people listening that aren't quite across this or maybe haven't tracked macros before, calories. Say you come out with a number that says 120 grams of protein and you get a chicken breast and you're like, oh, wow, this chicken breast is 120 grams. That chicken breast is not 120 grams of protein because there are other elements like fat and fiber and stuff in it. So you need to jump on Google, or MyFitnessPal is a great app, and you can put in 120 grams of raw chicken breast and it will tell you how much protein is in that. And it's about like 40 odd grams of protein. And then that way, that's how you build out your day. Because I get a lot of people being like, but my steak was 200 grams. Am I overeating my protein? I'm like, no. I get the thought process, but no. So roughly 1.8 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilo of body mass.
Yeah. And the great thing about protein as well is that it keeps you feeling fuller for longer. So you'll find that you tend to snack less and you can incorporate with the protein powder, like your Gut Plus, you can do that with protein pancakes. You can do smoothies. You can do a bunch of different things. Yeah. That you can incorporate into. Yeah.
And I think because it's tasteless, like I've had a lot of people similar to yourself that don't necessarily have issues with their gut health or with the protein powder that they're having, but they're just sick of their morning smoothie tasting like a birthday cake, whirly, swirly, chocolate McFlurry. And they're like, this isn't breakfast. I'm like, they're like, I just want my food to taste as it tastes with extra protein. I'm like, yeah. I get you. Yeah. I feel you. That is the protein. But I think I can say this now, but we have something new coming out with At Health. So
really?
Look, it's not revolutionary. We're not reinventing the wheel. But again, it's something I'm very proud of and I think complements the Gut Plus protein very well. And my lifestyle is something I use daily. So
Amazing. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. We will pop up all of Katie's links up in the show notes, so make sure you follow along so you can get the announcement when that comes out, guys. Now, one thing I did see that you posted recently was a little bit of a mindset hack, I guess, a little bit of a shift of perspective, which I really loved. You don't work out to earn your food, you eat to earn your workouts.
Yeah.
Tell me where this came from and explain why this made such a huge change for you, because I love it.
This is definitely something I've learned and realized, probably be the right word, doing my marathon training. So I ran my first marathon last year in 2023, and I'm running another one this year. And I really learned in that time what it meant to fuel your workouts. And literally through trial and error of eating really well one day before a long run and running exceptionally well, and then the following weekend doing the same run but eating still well but not eating enough carbs because I'd been out at lunch and dinner, and I felt like I was running into a brick wall. And I really learned that it's never, ever, ever, regardless if you're training for a marathon or not, you have to fuel your body. If you are demanding something of your body and you want it to do something for you in return, you need to give it the tools to do so. Just the same way that we put on the right running shoes and we wear the right active wear and we, you know, have all the equipment and gadgets and watches and headphones. It's like you also need it because people think, oh, if I have the right outfit and I have the right headphones and the watch and the shoes, I'm going to have the best workout. I'm so ready. Like, I couldn't work out without my headphones. Why would you not go give your body the right food? So when you show up to do your workout, whatever way you like to train, you are ready for your body to do the best possible job. So then you leave that workout going, that was amazing. I felt great. I had sustained energy. I can recover well. Like, it just, it doesn't make sense to do it the other way around of, have I earned my food? It's like, your body is not going to perform unless we give it that food. So it's definitely something I speak to my clients a lot about, and those in my community that are starting to run. I'm like, you don't earn your calories. Like, I don't go from my morning run and go, oh, now I can eat breakfast. It's, have I eaten and fueled my body to earn the workout or earn the stress I'm about to put onto my body? And if the answer is no, well, I'm not leaving the door until I eat 3 pieces of toast, a banana and some dates. Yeah. And then I'm out the door because then I've fueled my body.
Yeah, I think it's such an amazing way to frame it, because I do feel like a lot of people tend to use food as a reward for having done their workout rather than the other way around. Yeah. So I think that's just such a great way to change your perspective on it. Do you find that you have a lot of people come to you with challenges around mindset and around mindset around their bodies, workouts and food? What are the most common ones that you hear?
It's that you have to earn your food. 100%.
Yeah.
And it is so saddening, but of absolutely no surprise given the amount of toxic nonsense on social media and also print media back in the day, like opening up a Vogue magazine. Like, it has been instilled in us to earn your food. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. That whole Kate Moss era. Like, we have, you know, we are so, like, accustomed to think that that is the way that you have to go about food, and that we have to idolize the skinniest of the skinnies, no matter how unhealthy they might be. And I can tell you right now, being in the industry, you see things and you hear things. People are so not, it's like, it's not what you see. It is just not what you see. Most of the time, there are some people where they're just incredibly genuine and authentic, and that's amazing to see. And I definitely think we're moving towards that space, but we have been, when I say we, I just mean my clients and people I speak to in my community and broader community, so accustomed to believe that there is nothing better than being skinny. Like, the skinnier and the lower your body fat percentage, the better. And that is because of societal pressures to look a certain way and be a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like we've been definitely bombarded with those messages for such a long time. So it's so good to be able to have a different framing of things for yourself. So you're such a great example of that. Okay, guys, we're going to leave it here for part one of my interview with Katie Martin, and we're going to come back with part two next week. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. You'll get the latest episodes as soon as they drop. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. We will drop all of Katie's links down in the show notes so you can check out all of her good stuff. But we'll catch you next week on the Rachel J podcast.